It's the day after Thanksgiving, 2020. Because of the COVID pandemic, the Christmas tree farm close to our house is closed for the year.
Are you guys wearing your masks?
It took a few phone calls to find one that was open. We're in the truck, driving out to Black Hills Christmas trees on the edge of Capitol Forest. It's dry and sunny. The girls are in the back, very aware that I'm trying to record them.
Brussels sprouts, no, I'm not going to answer.
They've turned this into a game, where they stop talking the moment I turn on the recorder. I remind them that I've already recorded them getting a Christmas tree. 4 years ago, up at that farm that's closed today. Vera has a vague memory of it, but Helen, not at all. She was two then. That day was also dry, though I don't remember any sun. My brother Will came along. He hadn't yet moved down here from Seattle. It's weird to think now because he's our closest neighbor now, but back then the girls were still getting used to him. Helen was still internalizing that I have a brother the same way she has a sister.
This morning when I got up with Helen, it was all like dark and everything, and she's like, "Yo, brother is out there."
She's been really on this brother kick, that I'm your brother.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like yesterday was kind of accusatory.
Yeah.
Like, you are my daddy's brother.
Okay, Ellen, you're probably going to have to take your jacket off, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, don't touch your buckle's not going to work.
Can you hold this microphone for a minute while I take off your jacket?
That day, we all piled into the car and made the short drive north to the nearby tree farm.
I was warm.
You were warm? And you were still warm?
Yeah. Yay, Helen. Mom is sitting next to me. She's sitting next to us, Helen. Because Uncle Will and Papa are going to be in the front. Because Uncle Will is Papa's bottle. Yeah. Uncle Will, I love you. I love you, Mama. I love you too. I love you, Mama. I love you too. Yeah, Uncle Will.
Hi.
You're my Papa's bottle.
Yep. You're right.
You're my Papa's bottle.
You're right.
Here in 2020, our drive is quite a bit farther. We're only a minute or two in, though, when the girls forget their game of silence.
What?
It's Christmas tree.
Oh, it's a pretty small one, though. Can I sit?
We're not going to get a big one.
Where is it? I know, but we're not going to get a tiny one. Hey, where is that?
Our Christmas tree will be about... Papa, it won't touch the ceiling, but it'll be a couple feet, maybe a foot lower.
It's going to be about as tall as me, I think.
That's so low.
It's about 6 feet.
Why is it going to be just...
It still amazes me how quickly after leaving Olympke you can feel like you're out in the country. We pass farms and forests along a narrow, winding two-lane road. Scattered houses, some new, some old, a small bridge over McLean Creek. A guy is out of his pickup, looking over the guardrail at the salmon spawning below. The little tree farm we're going to is on the edge of a much bigger tree farm. Capitol Forest is over 100,000 acres of state-owned timberland. It's a patchwork of clear cuts and stands of fir trees. Not exactly pristine wilderness, but it's full of hiking trails and great viewpoints, if you can put up with the occasional gunfire and Mad Max four-wheelers. We pull up and put on our masks.
Put your masks on, I've been out on already.
Lily's home with Lucia, so we get to pick out a tree without her input. Every year, we jokingly argue about tree selection. Back in 2016, my brother played the role of therapist as he prodded our differences.
So in your view, you like the full lush ones and Rob likes the emaciated ones.
I like the tree look.
And how would you describe it, Rob?
I like the elegant...
He likes the early 90s look.
No, it's like the elegant, graceful look, not the tacky. Well, I would argue that you like the early 90s look. I think that the bushy, like, tree is this tacky...
Well, that's like we grew up with the sparser tree, right? The noble fir.
Ask her about lights.
Oh, the lights.
Lily likes colored lights on Christmas trees.
I like joy and happiness. Rob likes a cold, Swedish, unforgiving atmosphere. Devoid of warm memories for our children.
All right, shall we...
This guy's kind of uneven, but...
We ended up finding a tree we both liked. Something in between.
Yeah, we did find a tree that kind of split the difference.
2-year-old Helen was just along for the ride. But 6-year-old Helen is on the hunt.
Hey, I see a pretty bushy one, but it's kind of bent. Over there.
That'd be a funny Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It'd be a Dr. Seuss Christmas tree.
I don't see it.
That crooked one over there.
Right down the end. Let's go explore down this trail. Come on, Vera.
The farm is acres of firs planted on a gentle slope. The trees cast long shadows in the afternoon sunlight.
That's a big footprint. Papa, this is a big footprint.
I think it's just an old rotten stump that got kind of torn out.
Can we take our masks off, Papa?
I'd rather you leave them on right now.
But while we're around other people.
You lost your mask?
I don't know. What?
Let's kind of backtrack and see if we can find it.
Okay, just a second.
What color is it?
Helen's mask is green. It's dark green.
Oh, perfect. We're in a field full of dark green.
Mm-hmm. We eventually find Helen's mask, then narrow in on our tree.
I'll smell it and make sure it's Christmassy. It smells pretty good. It doesn't smell exactly like Christmas. That's okay because it's a different type of tree. It's a Douglas fir, I think.
No, it's a grand fir, like they said.
Oh.
Do you girls want to cut it? It's not a chainsaw, it's just a handsaw. Why would you be scared? I'll start it, you guys can try it.
You turn it on?
Nope, it's just a handsaw.
Just
here, let me show you.
Okay.
Vera, this is a tiny tree.
Well, I'll hold it just to make sure.
So, you just take it like this.
Here.
Well, look, you see what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not gonna fall on you.
Maybe I can try?
Yeah. Just be careful, that's a little bit sharp, okay?
Okay.
They use a chainsaw.
What?
Okay, hold it down here. Like with your right hand. You're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
So hold it down there. And here, I'll tip it a little bit so it's easier for you. Now you push it. When you push, that's when it cuts, okay? Push it straight through.
Go! Can I?
This doesn't work. I finish the job and we start hauling it to the truck.
And the girls are carrying this Christmas tree. In fact, I'm going to get a picture of it because it's so good.
In 2016, the trip ended in tears.
We don't have to go on a hike.
No, I
just thought you did
want
to go on a hike,
hike.
So I said we could do that maybe.
I want to go on a hike.
You look cold.
These days it takes a lot more to push Helen over the edge. She holds her own in a fight with Vera over who gets to carry which side.
You guys are fighting over holding the stump? Sorry, what?
I just don't feel right charging you $50 for that. So.
Oh, okay.
40.
Does that sound
about
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is 40.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys got it?
Yeah.
You want candy canes? Can I have candy canes?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
You just made their day.
Oh man, you found the one?
Yep.
It is a grand too. Oh, yeah. That's got a really pretty undercolor.
It does. Yeah.
A super blue.
What do you say, Helen?
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Have a happy holidays,
you
guys.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
In the truck now.
Helen?
Okay.
Little squirt.
Why can't we have our candy canes right now?
I think we can if we do a couple things.
Okay!
I'm sure it's overkill, but I've become a little OCD about this
Helen,
stuff.
Buckle up. Where's your candy cane, Helen?
The candy cane, which is really dumb, but just the outside wrapper. I'm just going to put some sanitizer on the wrapper. Is that so funny?
Wash his
hands. Well, no, it's not like that. It's just that I'm being totally overkill here.
Oh, I see. Because she touched the candy canes. And
yeah.
The candy
I'm really
canes
not worried about
washed.
It. I just try to cover every conceivable base here.
But it is funny that the candy canes have to have and sanitizer.
Okay, there's one.
Thank you. And how do we open it? Oh, just pull the end. It will rip.
Peel away the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Peel. Helen knows how to do this.
Trying to be helpful, Helen tries to open Vera's candy cane.
I won't rip. For you.
But it breaks.
Oh.
There's the other one.
Helen cracked my candy cane.
You know what?
I
quickly decide that Helen should have the one she broke.
That seems fair. You can have Helen's.
And then we all live with the consequences.
Helen.
Oh, girls, come on. You're going to eat. You know what happens to candy canes? You eat them. No, Helen, you're going to. Look, just hold it like this. You're fine. I'm going to open this one, too.
I don't want that one. I do not want that one.
Can I have it?
No.
Merry Christmas.